There is only one holistic system of systems.
But yeah, like they ran the problems they ran into on set with Sorcerer like create such a cool mythology around the movie. Like one of them was the explosion scene during the fucking oil spill. Like Friedkin was worried right away that they didn't have enough explosives because they were like expensive and hard to come by and really hard to ship to Mexico. Yeah. So he had his special effects guy, Marcel Verquiture, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but same guy who did an amazing fucking job on The Exorcist, was now forced to like, I mean, these are much bigger effects. So they try to light off the explosion and Friedkin is fucking pissed because it barely makes a goddamn sound and it doesn't do anything to the surrounding trees that he had cleared for the production. And the whole idea was like, you're supposed to see the natural devastation of this accident. So he sends out his scouts around town looking for anyone who might know their way around fucking explosives. He finally hears about this guy way back home in fucking Queens. This guy was only known by his street name, which was Marvin the Torch. He was a mafia-connected guy who specialized in creating fires that would help them collect insurance on people that can't pay their bills anymore. So he says, Marvin the Torch, do you know how to light a forest to fucking blaze in a moment's notice? And the guy goes, yeah, I can fucking do that. So then they fly Marvin the Torch down to Mexico. He lights up. They don't even use a bomb. He just takes various fluids and, you know, rubs it all over the brush and the trees around the area where they shot for the explosion scene. Ties, you know, puts a thread between all the areas that they want to hit, lights the thread, and then boom, like within 3 seconds, everything was aflame and Friedkin got it in one fucking take. And that's how we have that incredible explosion scene. They literally just had like a piece of shit criminal do it for them.
Which explosion scene are you talking about?
When the oil spills, because, you know, the whole point of the movie is they're supposed to get this fucking dynamite so they can take down the rest of this.
Right. Okay. Film. Yeah. Yes. You know, it's funny you bring that up because I actually did want to talk about something that we actually kind of just skipped briefly. But have you guys ever seen the Friedkin interviewing Fritz Lang documentary?
Oh, yeah. I watched a part of that once.
That one's very good. That one's definitely worth watching, like, the entire thing. They're actually, like, I think Fritz Lang is, like, the one person that kind of intimidated him. If you've ever watched any interview with Friedkin, he's, like, never scared of anybody and will always roast them to their face. But I think Fritz Lang's, like, probably the only guy to literally just disagree with him for no reason, like, every time he says something, which is really funny to watch. And he like immediately concedes like every single time, which is hilarious. He's like, yeah, you're definitely right. But they're actually very similar where they both get sort of like pigeonholed into, you know, Fritz Lang did Metropolis. So everyone just assumed that he was like a sci-fi director and Friedkin does The Exorcist. So everyone assumes that he's like a master of horror. And it's like he's not, and neither is Fritz Lang. And they're actually like way more inspired by what drives someone into criminal behavior and the psychological implications of that. And will usually just use real criminals in their films and actually do it like the real way because it feels more right to them, you know? So I feel like they were definitely sort
of. Is this fan fucking up my sound?
No.
All right, cool.
I don't hear
it's
anything.
Fucking hot as balls in here.
But anyway, I actually had like a very, you know, I had an idea for like a standard biopic of like Fritz Lang, and by standard I mean like the classic way, you know, Hollywood used to make biopics, kind of like a Charlie Chaplin-esque, you know, when Downey Jr. did Chaplin. And
Amazing.
there's always that classic scene where they're like, "You're never gonna fucking make it, Chaplin." Like, you already know that he's gonna make it because he's Charlie Chaplin. But I had this idea of like a Fritz Lang biopic where it kind of showcases his meteoric rise in the silent film era to making Metropolis, and then fleeing the Nazis and moving to Hollywood eventually in like the 40s and making like propaganda film against the Germans. That and the whole film was supposed to be, I mean, it could still be made. It was supposed to be what's it called? Centered around this interview between him and William Friedkin in the 70s. So it'd be kind of like maybe cutting back and forth between them speaking. And I thought that this would be like a good idea to make because Metropolis, the 100th anniversary of Metropolis is in about 4 years from now, 27. So it would be like perfect timing to do like a Fritz Lang biopic with a William Friedkin kind of twist to it now that he's passed away.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That script, write that script.
I know, I want someone else to do it. I'm very lazy, you know. I'm like, here's a general, I did a full layout of like what this every scene could be. Not really a treatment, but just sort of like a general, like the bare bones of what it's supposed to be. And I think, you know, I just want to give it to someone else to write. You know how they do that a lot. They'll pay someone else to write a script for them if they like their style. Maybe Adam can do it.
Tomorrow.
To paraphrase the Joker, if you're good at something, never do it for free, my wigger.
Yeah, totally.
Also did a great interview like 7 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that, with Nicholas Vinding Refn with those exact same
I love
dynamics
that one.
flipped.
That's so
Yeah, so good.
hilarious.
But Refn never really kind of bucks to the pressure. He's all like
No, but you
it's
kind of hate him for it too, because you're like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're such a bitch. Like,
Oh, I kind of like that. I kind of like that he's like,
freaking
Only God Forgives is a masterpiece of a film. And Friedkin's like, are you kidding me?
annoying. So delusional, though. It's like, I mean, he's not a legend. I'm sorry. Like, Drive is nowhere near anything
Oh, I
Friedkin
love
ever done.
Refn, dude. The thing with Refn is he would be a legend if they fucking properly promoted his best shit, as in,
What's his best hit?
his best shit is the 13-hour Amazon series Too Old to Die Young.
No, never seen
Exactly. No one fucking saw it except for like
it.
Bradford and I.
It's good. It's good.
It's incredible.
It's insane. It's a 13-hour fetishistic, violent, surrealist odyssey about cartels, vengeance. It's so unique.
Oh, dude, it's two assassins team up to hunt pedophiles, and they're guided by an oracle who tells them where the pedophiles are.
That's
But
awesome.
there's all this other shit
That's
going on.
one
Like
of those
the
assassins is a fucking a 17-year-old, and the whole reason
Yeah.
he's like a pedo slayer is because he's in like deep guilt about his
Crazy.
own sexuality.
So that's like the third movie about pedophilia he's made then, or whatever thing.
Well, he always has a bit of that. I mean,
A
the
little bit
new one
about
had that too, the new
it.
series.
What's the new series? He
Copenhagen
did
Cowboy.
Copenhagen Cowboy. He did a really yeah, it's like a wild supernatural
Human
thriller.
trafficking. In Drive, it was all implied. It wasn't totally out in the open. It was kind of like Ryan Gosling was definitely way more interested in that boy than Carey Mulligan or whatever her
Yeah,
name
no one's interested in Carey Mulligan, dude.
is. Yeah. No, I can't even remember. Only God Forgives. I think I left halfway through, actually. Was that a good movie?
No, not really.
Not
No.
really. Yeah.
But
I
I
think I left.
think it's good as a preview of the style that would become his primary aesthetic or whatever.